Okay. Today is Daf Lamed Beis. We're on the beginning of Lamed Beis, the third line from the top, where it says Tana Rabbanan. And today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Le'ilu Nishmas Avrumi's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. So the Gemara starts off Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Achrimos, in the very end of the story there of Achrimos, actually Kedai to look at the Pasuk, it says over there, Uva Aaron el Ohel Moed. And the full pasuk says, Uva Aaron el Ohel Moed, and Aaron will come into the Ohel Moed, Upashad his Bigdi Habad, he'll remove his linen clothes, Ashol Lo Avash that he was wearing, Bavo el HaKodesh, when he came into the Kodesh, V'inichem Shav, and he'll leave him there. Then the next pasuk says, V'rachat es Pesaro, he'll wash his body, he'll go to the mikvah, and he will put on his Bigadim, and continue with the Ola, and it'll be a Kapara. And then the pasuk continues on the chatas and the share v'hamish alechet asiila zazel yichavis begadav, and the pasuk goes on and on. So the Gemara asks, what is this pasuk? What purpose is Aaron going into the kodesh? It says v'rachat es pesaro b'mayim b'makom kodesh b'lavish es begadav. It doesn't say he did anything. So what is this pasuk telling me? That's what the Gemara wants to know. On Yom Kippur, uva Aaron el olamoid lavuhu ba. Why is he going in there? Why is he going into the Kodesh Kedashim? So the Gemara says, "Eino ba el lahotzi es hakaf v'et hamachta." He's going in there to remove the ladle and the spoon that he had brought in when he burnt the Ketoros in the Kodesh Kedashim. That's what he's going back for. And because he had gone in there to burn it, he waited for it to burn. He couldn't leave it there the whole year, so he would go back and retrieve it. And that's what this pasuk is telling us, that he went back in. So he went back, he went into the Kodesh Kedashim twice. So the way it's going to break down is, he starts off wearing Bigdei Zahav, and he does the Karban Tamid, then he puts on Bigdei Lavan, then Bigdei Zahav, then Bigdei Lavan to go back and get the stuff out, and then Bigdei Zahav to finish off the rest of Yom Kippur. So it's a total of five. And the Gemara says, V'chol ha-parsha kula, nemer al-haseder, the entire beginning of Achrimos is written in order. The whole thing is written k'seder, as the Kohen Gadol would function. Those are the psukim. Chutz mi-pasuk zeh. Except this pasuk is out of order. This pasuk is out of order. Why? Because, we'll see in a minute, because this pasuk, one second, chutz mi-pasuk zeh, my taima, why is it out of order? We'll explain in a minute. Why my taima? The Gemara wants to know, so why is it out of order? Amar Rav Chisda, Gemiri, because we have a tradition that Chamesh Tevilos, there are five Tevilos, Vasara Kiddushin, Tovol Kohen Gadol, Umekadesh, Babayam. We know there are five, he went to the mikvah five times, because he changed five times. And we know that every time he changed, he washed his hands before and after. We had that machlokas yesterday, exactly when he washed it, but it was twice. So it's 5 and 10. That's a tradition. And the Kisidron, if this was in order, then lo mishkachas lu el shalosh tevilos v'shisha kiddushin. We would only have 3 and 6. Why? Because this pasuk says that he went back to the Kodesh Kedushin to finish up his work. He went back, but the pasuk leaves out the fact that he did other things in the middle, and for that he had to wear bigdei zav. In other words, according to the way the psukim are written, he did Big Day Kodesh, he wore his Big Day Zav, he brought the carpet Tamid, and some other things he did in the morning. Then he changed to Big Day Lavan, and he went into the Kodesh Kedashim to burn the incense. He then went out. He then went back in to retrieve the spoon. He then went out, and then he changed back into the Big Day Zav and finished off the day. That's how the Pesukim read. If that's true, he only changed 3 times. Gold, white, gold. And that's how the Pesukim read. That can't be, because we have a tradition it was 5. So it must be, what happened was, gold, white, even though the Pesuk says he went back, he didn't go back yet, it's out of order. He put on the gold, Rashi explains here, he did other things with the aisle, and his own aisle, the aisle of the Klal Yisrael. Then he went back in, he changed again, went back in, just to retrieve it, and then he put on the gold, and he finished up the day. So the pasuk's out of order. If the pasuk would be in order, you wouldn't have to have changed 5 times. He'll only be wearing the big day's lavan one time. He'll only change once.
So did he go in once or twice?
He went in twice.
That's
He went in once to burn the incense, and then he went in twice to retrieve the kalim. Exactly. The Pesukim read, it sounds like he went in once. But the Pesukim read, Nachrimo, it sounds like he went in once. I'm sorry. It could have been he went in twice. It could have been he went in twice, but it was consecutive. He didn't do anything else in the middle to have to change it to the big days of. But we know that he went to the mikvah five times. So if he went to the mikvah five times, the only way the math is going to work is if he went in there twice on two separate occasions, non-consecutive, and therefore he had to put on the gold and then put on the white again. That's the only way it makes sense. Question? Okay. Fine. So the question is, so why is it out of order, Taka? Why is it out of order? Right? What's the purpose of doing it this way? Why does the Torah do it this way? So the Gra says, no, but if the whole... Right, the whole Torah is out of order. That's true. But if the whole parsha is in order, except for one thing... So why is that out of order? So the Gra says that... We had this already in the beginning of the Masechta. This is alluding to the fact that we had said that Aaron HaKohen was special, and Aaron HaKohen could enter the Kodesh Kodashim whenever he wanted. He was the only one who had such a right. Whenever he wanted. And the Gra says, if you look at the Pesukim in Achrimos, it's a little contradictory. Because in the beginning it says, you can't go in there whenever you want. You can't go in there b'choleis. Right? Only on Yom Kippur, once a year. And in the end of the whole story over there, it says, where is it? It says, one second. Can't find it. There's a pasuk that seems to say that Aaron was able to go in whenever he wanted. Okay, I can't find that pasuk. One second. Here it is. Oh, the same pasuk. We bought Aaron al Moed pasuk. It's because it seems to imply he can go in there whenever he wanted. So either he can never go in or he can go whenever he wanted. So the Gra said, no, every other Kohen Gadol couldn't go in whenever they wanted, but Aaron could. So for Aaron, the pasuk is not an out of order. The whole idea of the 5 and the 10, that didn't apply to Aaron. It only applied to subsequent Kohanim. So for Aaron, Enoch and Ami, it's in order, because he could go whenever he wanted. Everybody else, they couldn't go. No other.
Why would Torah indicate specifically only for Aaron?
Because it's just an illusion. Because the pasuk's talking, this is what Aaron should do, and we know it's Ladoros. It's forever, but it singles out Aaron. It doesn't say the Kohen Gadol. It says Aaron the man. You do the following. So for Aaron, it's not out of order. Aaron wasn't bound by the rules of 5 and 10. He can go on any day of the year. Didn't have to have all these requirements. So that's what the Gra says. It's just the question's still probably better than the answer. Like, why is one pasuk out of order in the whole parsha here? But he's just giving a reason that Aaron could go whenever he wanted. So for Aaron, it's not out of order. For everybody else, it's out of order. That's the best I can come up with. No, there's a bunch of pasukim. Starts off, Vidarba Shalom Moshe Achimos Shnevi Aaron, Vayomar Shalom Moshe Dabral Aaron, tell Aaron your brother, Vizos Yavo Aaron, May he's called us right, Vikriv Aaron, Vinosan Aaron, a lot of Tukim. Alright, I don't know. Alright, now we're going to start a very long Braisa, and then we're going to dissect the Braisa more about the same topic. Tanya, Amar Yehuda, Yehuda says, Menai Lechamish Tvilos. How do you know there are 5 tevilos? Va'asara kiddushin shetovel kohen gadol u'mekadosh bo biyom. Where do you get this 5 and 10 from? 5 times going to the mikvah, 10 times washing hands and feet. Where'd that come from? We said before it's a tradition. Where'd that come from? So Talmud Lomar ubo Aaron el ol moed, the same pasuk. Ubo Aaron el ol moed uposhad his bigdei habad, and he will take off his bigdei habad. Ve'erachatz b'saro b'mayim, and he will wash his body in water. Ve'bimakom ha'kadosh, in a makom kadosh. Ve'lovash es begadav, and then he will. Then the next pasuk continues and says, Ve'lovash es begadav. Ve'yatza v'asa, and he will do the avoda. Okay, so he's coming out of the kodesh kadoshim. He's changing and he's doing avoda. So the Gemara says, Halamadata, from here you see, Shekol ha-mishana mi-avoda li-avoda. Whenever you change from avoda to avoda, whenever that happens, and in Kippur it happens five times, tohen tevila. You have to go to the mikvah. It's all very simple. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe has a different pshat. Minayin l'chamesh tevilos v'asari kiddushin shetov l'kol v'gadol l'makarish b'bayom. Where do you get the 5 and 10 from? Shenemar, like it says, in the beginning of that, of a parashat Achrimos, I think that's in Pasuk Dalid, in the beginning of Achrimos, Perek Tetzayin, Pasuk Dalid, Ksones Bad Kodesh Yilbash, he'll wear the Ksones, Umichtase Bad Yiel Basar, and he'll wear the pants, Uba Avnate and the belt, Uba Adet Bad Yachkor, Uba Tznefes Bad Yitznof, put on the hat, all the 4 begadim, Big Day Kodesh Haim, the Big Day Kodesh, V'rochatz B'mayim, Es Basar, Ulevesham. Go to the mikvah. Again, holomarata, shekol ha-mishana me-avoda li-avoda. Whenever you change from avoda to avoda, ta'un tevila, you have to go to the mikvah. Very simple. Now, the Gemara says, then Rebbe adds on, vi-omer, right? Because apparently the Kohen Gadol, when this was said to Aaron, he was wearing the eight gold begadim. And now the Torah says to change it to 4. The 4 white. So obviously, whenever you change from avoda to avoda, you have to go to the mikvah. Because it says you go to the mikvah, v'rachatz. V'omer, and now the Gemara adds, the Rebbe adds extra words, v'omer, big day kodesh heim. The pasuk there says, big day kodesh heim. Hukshu kol ha-begadim kulon zeh lo zeh. All the begadim are compared one to the other. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to ask, what does this mean? Big day kodesh heim. What does that mean? Now, the Gemara says, the Chamesh Avodos, Hain, what are the 5 Avodos? What are they? So now we're going to explain. Tamid Shel Shachar, the morning carbon Tamid, Big Day Zav, that was done in Big Day Zav. Avodas Hayom, the Avodas Hayom, which includes going into the Kodesh Kedashim, it also includes other things. It also includes the 2 Seirim, the Seir Mishdaleach, the Seir... It's an ear that was slaughtered. It's not just going into the Kodesh. Other Yom Kippur events, we're wearing the white. Big Day Lavan. That was not a Big Day Lavan. Then there was an Elo V'El Ha'am. There was an aisle that he brought for himself. And there was an aisle he brought on behalf of the people. That was a Big Day Zahav. That was Big Day Zahav. That's the part that's out of order. Then Kaf Umachte, the Big Day Lavan. Then the Kohen would get dressed again in the Big Day Lavan just to go back to the Kodesh Kedashim to retrieve the ladle and the spoon, and then Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, Big Day Zahav. Then the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, that was Big Day Zahav, and that finished off the day. So those are the 5 avodas. The rest of the Masechta is going to go much more greater detail exactly what these avodas consisted of. Now, Uminayin Shekol Tevila. And by the way, it makes sense. As one of the Mefarshim explained, that it's Mestaber that when he went into the Kodesh Kedashim to burn the incense, that he did other things before he went back to remove the spoon, because it took time for that to burn. It didn't burn in 5 minutes. It took a while. So he would do other things, wait till it went out, and then go back. So it's Mestaber anyway, just in terms of the order of the day, that the whole thing took, he did other things before he went back in.
Now, Umanayin, Shekol, Tevilu, Tevila, Tzvicha, Shnei Kiddushin.
How do you know that each time he went to the mikvah, this we didn't say yet, that each time he went to the mikvah, he had to wash his hands twice? Or yesterday was the machlokas when he washed his hands. But how do you know it had to be twice? Where do we get that from?
So Talmud Lomar, so the Gemara answers, it says, Upashat, he would remove his clothes, Virachat,
it says the word Virachat twice, and then Velavash, and then he gets dressed. So from there you see that he washed his hands twice. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to ask, this is referring to the mikvah. Right, we just said a minute ago that Virachas teaches us to go to the mikvah. Now it's telling you it means you go to wash your hands and feet. The Gemara didn't ask that question.
Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer.
Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, Kal v'chomer. No, it's a Kal v'chomer. It's a Kal v'chomer that what? It's a Kal v'chomer that you have to wash your hands and feet in addition to going to the mikvah. How do I know?
What's the Kal v'chomer?
Uma b'makom she'ein to'en tevila. On a place where you don't have to go to the mikvah, meaning every day. Because Rashi explains, this man the arm is holding like Rabbi Yehuda, that the only reason you went to the mikvah was just a reminder that you were tamei. But there's no inherent reason to go to the mikvah. Not in Yom Kippur. We're not talking about Yom Kippur. It's the rest of the day of the year. There's no inherent reason to go to the mikvah. Well, just a reminder, you shouldn't forget, if you have other tumah, to take care of it. So every other day of the year, you don't have to go to the mikvah. Nevertheless, ton kiddush. You have to wash your hands and feet. That's a pasuk. That when you start the avodah of the day, your hands and feet must be washed in the kiyar. If not, the avodah is pasul. It's just like not wearing the big day kahuna. It's part of the requirements of a kohen. It's like that of a kohen. It's part of the requirements of a kohen to wash your hands and feet every day. Go to the mikvah? Not necessary. But this is necessary. Washing your hands and feet. So, makom shetan tevila, on Yom Kippur, when you have to go to the mikvah. Eino din shetan kiddush, shouldn't you have to wash your hands and feet? Of course, the kavachomer. So the Gemara, right? The kavachomer. So the Gemara says, "I ma lahalan kiddush echad, afkan kiddush echad." So, but if that's true, you only have to wash your hands and feet once. This kavachomer would require you to wash your hands and feet once. Just every day there, you have to wash your hands and feet without going to the mikvah. So in Yom Kippur, when you have to go to the mikvah, you certainly have to wash your hands and feet. That's only once. It's only one time. We do twice. Where did that come from? So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, Ubo Aaron El Olam Oed Uposha Nesbidi Habara Shalavash Ma Talmud Lomar Shalavash. Why does the Pasuk say that he takes off the clothes that he's wearing? Klom Adam Poshet Elam Shalavash. You can only remove what you're wearing. You can't take off clothes if you're not wearing them. So why does the Torah say, Ashalavash, extra words that you were wearing? For what purpose does the Torah say that? So the Gemara answers, Ella lahakish pshita lulavisha. It's a hakish to removing, to putting on. Ma lavisha ton kiddush. Just like lavisha, when you put on the clothes, you have to wash your hands and feet. Af pshita ton kiddush. So too, removing the clothes also requires you to wash your hands and feet, and that's how you get two washings for every time the kohen changes clothes. That's what the Gemara says. Fine, so that is the entire Braisa. Now, we're going to dissect the Braisa. And on each basically you had Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi, and then there was Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Three different opinions about the 5 and the 10. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, so by the way, Rabbi Yehuda never mentioned the washing hands and feet. He didn't mention it. He just mentioned the makar for going to the mikvah. Rebbe, when he said over here, right. Rebbe also didn't mention anything about the washing the hands and feet. Only Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said it. Right? Yes, that's right. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin l'chamesh tevilos. How do you know that the 5 tevilos, Vasari Kiddushin, and the 10 times you went to the mikvah, how do I know? Shetovo kohen gadol makadesh bo biyom. How do we know? We said this already. The Gemara repeats it. Talmud Lomar, it says, Ubo Aaron el Olam Moed, Aaron will come to the Olam Moed, V'rachas etz b'sar b'mayim, b'makom kadosh. Halam Adata, from there we learned, Shekol ha-meshana me'avoda li'avoda, that whenever you change from avoda to avoda, ta'un tevil, you have to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Ashkecha, in that case, the source that Rabbi Yehuda has, Ashkechan is mi big day lavan le big day zav. From where he was wearing the big day lavan, and now he's taking them off to put on the big day zav. Mi big day zav le big day lavan minayin. But how do you know the reverse? How do you know the reverse? So the Gemara says, it's kavachomer. Uma tana de Rabbi Shmuel kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. What's a kavachomer? Uma big day zav. If you have big day zav, she'ein kohen nichnas behen lefnai v'lefnim, the kohen can't wear that into the kodesh kedushim. You're not allowed to wear gold in there, right? Because ein kategor nasa sanegar, the gold of the egel is what led to all the huge punishment. So it's a very bad idea to wear gold into the kodesh kedushim. Hey, here I am, Hashem, I'm doing avoda, and by the way, I'm reminding you of the sin of the golden calf. So we don't wear gold into the kodesh kedushim. Nevertheless, so my big is she ain't kohen nichnas behen lefnai v'lefnim ton tevila. That nevertheless requires going to the mikvah. So big day lavan she nichnas behen lefnai v'lefnim, which does permit the kohen to go into the kodesh kedushim. Ain't no din she don tevila. Shouldn't that require going to the mikvah? Isn't that a very good kavachomer? So Gemara says it's not a good kavachomer. You know why? Ikel mifrach. You can ask a question on that.
Ma, what's the question? Ma lebigdezov, what do you mean? Bigdezov is better. Why? Shekein kaparosa meruba. It has more kapara. Rashi says, what does that mean? Shemishtamesh b'hem kol yimos hashana. You use it the whole year. Aval avodas pnim debiyom kippurim, but avodas pnim on Yom Kippur, the lefnayv, what did that do? Eino mikaperes ela al tumas mikdash v'kedashav. That only worked, that only helped be a kapara for entering the Beis HaMikdash or for handling kachim when you were tamei. That's all it did. Should say that's all it did. That's the apparently that was a very prevalent problem. People would forget and they would touch things that were kodesh, they would go on to the Harabayas. So it was a common, must have been a common aveira, but the big day kahuna serves a much better function, the eight begadim. So it's not a fair kal v'chomer. Just because you can wear the white into the lefnai v'lefnim, that doesn't mean it's better. The eight begadim have something over it. The mechaper the whole year. The mechaper for everything. So the Tosfos Yeshanim asks, what do you mean? The tzir ha-mishtaleach, that they would throw off the cliff, that the Kohen Gadol wore the white begadim, and that was mechaper for everything too. Right? So what does Rashi mean when he says that, what does it mean when he says, Shemeshtamash v'm kol yimos hashana? I don't need those begadim the whole year. I have Yom Kippur alone, can do the trick. The Tzir HaMishtaleach, which was thrown off the cliff, and the Kohen Gadol was wearing white. So Tosfos Yeshanim asks, you know what Rashi means? Rashi means because you're right that the lavan, the white begadim, were able to effectuate kapar for every aveira, and it was only once a year. The big day kahuna could work the whole year. When I talk about the specific aveira, it's all about the length of time. The big day kahuna worked the whole year. The big day lavan and echidami was kapar for everything with the Tzir HaMishtaleach, but it was only once a year. You don't wait till Yom Kippur for that. The eight begadim could work the whole year, right? So the Gemara is going to have a different answer. But before we get to the answer, unbelievable, the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha said, based on this Gemara, this led to the dispute when a person in Marachon Otzayim passes away, what should he be buried in? His Shabbos talis or his weekday talis? Because the weekday talis was every day. Shabbos, Yontif, Yom Kippur. The stomach person wears his Shabbos talis for Yom Kippur too. Might even have a special one. Yom Kippur, Yom Noroyim. Wasn't that better? Right, what's better, every day or on the holy days? Right, so what's better, every day of the year or Yom Kippur? So he says that's the same discussion. He says there's both menhagim on all sides. The most prevalent meaning is whatever the person was wearing that day, if possible, that's what they bury him in. But it all stems from this idea. It's amazing how they're from left field. It all stems from this idea, what was better? The big day kahuna every day, or the big day lavan of Yom Kippur? So the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, I can't bring a raya that the big day lavan are better, because it has the big day kahuna every day. Maybe the big day kahuna are better every day. So the Gemara rejects the kal v'chomer. Ella, so what's pshat? So then why, how do I know you have to go to the mikvah both times, changing from gold to white and from white to gold? The pasuk only had white to gold. How do I know gold to white? How do I know? Ella, the Gemara says, you know how you know? Ella nafgalei midi Rebbe. He learns it out of Rebbe. Because Rebbe's source was pasuk dalid about ksonas bad kodesh, and that had the other way. So you're safe. You have both sides. That's how he knows. In other words, when Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe had different makoros, they weren't necessarily arguing. They weren't arguing. Rebbe had his source about the begadim, and Rebbe Yehuda had his source about v'yinicham sham. He took them off, so you see, you have to go to the mikvah. And Rebbe had a source of pasuk dalid when they would put on the big day lavan, he would go to the mikvah. They weren't arguing; they're both talking about once talking about gold to white, and once talking about white to gold. Not a problem. They weren't arguing. Now we're done with the Yehuda. Now we finished the Yehuda. The only question we had was, how did he know both ways? You know how he knows? He adopts Rebbe's pasuk. So far, so good. Amar Rebbe. So now we're going to analyze Rebbe. Rebbe said, "Minayin l'chamesh tevilos. How do you know that the five tevilos, the asara kiddushin,
and the 10 washings. Shetovu Kohen Gadol Makadosh Rabbi Yom. How do you know that? Talmud Lomer. Ksonas Bad Kodesh Yilbash. Right, the pasuk said he would put on the four begadim. So Mestama, he was wearing the other ones, the gold, took them off, put on the four white ones. Halamata, from there you see, Shekol HaMashana Mi'avoda Li'avoda, that whenever you change from Avoda to Avoda, Ta'on Tevila, you have to go to the mikvah. So now the Gemara asks the exact same question. Ashkechan Mi'bigdei Zav L'bigdei Lavan. That makes sense, from Bigdei Zav to Bigdei Lavan. That was in pasuk Dalet. Aaron's wearing regular Bigdei Zav, all of a sudden he gets to, by the way, in Yom Kippur you change it to white. So that's Bigdei Zav to Bigdei Lavan. Bigdei Lavan to Bigdei Zav Minayin. How do you know from Bigdei Zav to Bigdei Lavan? It's very interesting. The Gemara is now going to propose the exact opposite Kal V'Chomer that we just proposed 5 minutes ago. Tana de Rebbe Shmuel Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Bigdei Lavan. She'ein Kaparos and Meruba. Bigdei Lavan. It's not Mechaper every day of the year. Oh, that's how we'll translate it. It's not Mechaper every day of the year. It's only once a year. Nevertheless. To Udin Tevila, I would nevertheless have to go to the mikvah when you put them on. So Bigdei Zav, Shekaparas and Meruba, that the kaparas every day of the year, Ein Odin, Shetudin Tevila, shouldn't I have to go to the mikvah? So the Gemara is like, no, what are you talking about? We said this is not a Kal V'Chomer already. Ikel Mifrah, Mal Bigdei Zav, Shekedit Lasehem Lasnayv Lasnim. What do you mean? We just said a minute ago. That's no good because if Bigdei Zav have one over on it, why you go inside? Can't go inside in the Bigdei Zav. So the Gemara says, Hainu Diktani, that's why, according to Rebbe, the Pasuk added on those three extra words, V'omer, Bigdei Kodesh Heim. That's why it said Bigdei Kodesh. That's a Bigdei Kodesh. It's an added point that when you change, you have to go to the mikvah. That's what those three extra words are. I said on Amar Aleph, all of a sudden it says three extra words, Bigdei Kodesh Heim. I said on Amar Beis, we'll explain. That's what the Bigdei Kodesh Heim mean. They're extra words, but they're there to tell you that they're Bigdei Kodesh, just like the Bigdei Zav are, and when you change back and forth, you have to go to the mikvah. That's the source. V'rachat is b'sar b'mayim, fine. V'lavash, and you wear, and you have to go to the mikvah.
So basically, because you can employ this logic and that logic,
it's
sure.
A stalemate. It's a stalemate.
It's a stalemate.
Right.
Why you go to mikvah after.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what's more important.
Exactly. We don't know which one's more important. Each one has a milo, so we're stuck. So we can't use logic. So therefore, we have to resort to psukim, right? Because we've had this many times. If you have a kal v'chomer, you don't need a pasuk. The Gemara sometimes says, even though you can learn that from a kal v'chomer, the Torah bothered to write it anyway. But as a general rule, we don't say that. So each one has different sources to learn out the same idea. But no matter what you're changing from or to, you have to go to the mikvah. And that's a total of five. Now the Gemara cites the next portion of the Brisa. V'chamesh avodot hein. What are the five avodos? Tamid shel shachar, the morning tamid. That's what Bigdei Zav. Avodos yom avodos hayom, the avodah of the yom. Bigdei Lavan, that's white. Elo ve'el ha'am, the aisles. That's what Bigdei Zav. Kaf hamachta, the spoon going back in to get it, that's Bigdei Lavan, that's white. And Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is again Bigdei Zav. Uminayin, so the Gemara, Uminayin Shekol Tevila V'Tevila Tzricha Beis Kiddushin. This nobody mentioned before. How do you know you need two washings of your hands and feet each time you change? Right? So the Brisa had said, Talmud Lomer, Uposhat V'Rachatz V'Lavash. Right? The Pasuk says, Uposhat, two verachatzes, and then v'lavash, so you have to wash your hands and feet twice. So the Gemara says, Hai betviluksiv. Those references are to go into the mikvah. That reference is to washing your hands and feet. The reference is to go into the mikvah. So the Gemara says, you're right. In eino inyan l'tvila, but I don't need that to tell me you have to go to the mikvah, because I have other psukim that tell me that. In eino inyan l'tvila, denafkale mibigdei kodesh heim. I already learned out that you always have to go back and forth, go to the mikvah from Bigdei Kodesh Heim. Right? The extra, those words are extra. Bigdei Kodesh Heim. Of course they're Kodesh. No, that they're so Kodesh that you have to go to the mikvah whenever you switch back and forth. So I already know you have to go to the mikvah. So why does it say the extra words here, Verachatz? Tenehu l'inyan l'kiddush. It tells me that you have to go wash your hands and feet. Right, this is one of the midas that Torah's in the drashes in Eino Inyan. Sorry.
Is there any other place where rachatz is used for going into the mikvah?
Yeah, we had yesterday in Malachim Beis when Naaman comes to Elisha and tells him that I'm sick. So Elisha tells him the word there is verachatzta, go wash. And to a few psukim later, it says v'taval v'yardein, and he went to the mikvah. He told him to wash. Why isn't he listening? The answer is it's the same thing. It's the same word. Same word. But the Gemara is that's in the fifth paragraph over there in Malachim Beis. But the Gemara is going to ask a similar question that you were asking, which is v'lich kiddush. So if that's what the Torah means, so why didn't it say it? Why didn't the Torah just say it? Right, many times, whenever you have a Taneo Indian, if you don't need it here, so put it over there. The Gemara generally doesn't ask. So then why didn't it put it there? The Gemara doesn't generally ask that question, but here it does. It's a very difficult concept to understand because it's like you're taking the whole Torah and you're making it almost like incoherent. It says that over there, we'll throw it over there. How does that work? Okay, that's part of the Mesorah. It's part of the Mesorah. But here, the Gemara actually asks it point blank. So then why didn't the Torah just say it that way? Why did the Torah just say kiddush, which means hands and feet, not rachatzta, and you have to come out to the Taneo Inyan? Just say it straight out, rachitza. So the Gemara says, you're right, but there was an added point here. Hakamash malon. There was an added reason to tell me the word verachatz that I should think it's tvila, and it's really not. Why? The tvila b'kiddush, that they're comparable. That they're comparable, that the rules of washing hands and feet are comparable to going to the mikvah. In what way? Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh, just like washing hands and feet was in a makom kadosh, it was by the kiyar. It was by the kiyar. Af tevila b'makom kadosh. So too, going to the mikvah had to be on sanctified part of the harabayas, which is what we said when we started off this parak. Fine. So now the Gemara asks, Reb Yehuda. So according to Reb Yehuda, he only mentioned the five going to the mikvahs. He didn't mention the source of the ten washings. This was an anonymous part of the Brisa here about washing 10 times. So for Rabbi Yehuda, Kiddush Menale, where does he know that? How does he know you have to wash your hands and feet 10 times? Again, we said it's a Mesorah, but how does he know? Rashi explains, the Mefarshim explains, he can't learn it out of how we just learned it. He can't learn it out how we just learned it because he doesn't have those words. He doesn't have the words of Verachatz, they're not free according to him. He learns those words to tell me the specific idea of going to the mikvah five times. Like we say that in Amun Aleph. How did Rabbi Yehuda know you have to go to the mikvah? He had that pasuk of Verachatz es mesorah b'mayim, kodesh, rosh, b'gadah, v'rz, v'azah. He had the same pasuk that we're using now for the 10 washings. He used that pasuk to tell me you have to go to the mikvah five times. It's not available for the washings of the hands and feet. So where did he learn it out from? He looked puzzled. Okay? So, Nafgale mid Rabbi Eliezer b'Rab Shimon. He learns it out from the Kal v'Chomer of Rabbi Eliezer b'Rab Shimon on Amud Aleph, which was, if in a time you don't have to go to the mikveh, you have to wash your hands and feet. So certainly on Yom Kippur, when you have to go to the mikveh, you have to wash your hands and feet. That's how he learns it out. Fine. Amr of Chista, so if Chista said, hi to Rebbe, the limud of Rebbe, right, which was, the limud of Rebbe, which was that, what was the limud of Rebbe? That he learned the five mikvahs from Pasuk Dalet in the beginning of Achri Moz about wearing the four begadim, and then it said that he would change. So you see from here, whatever you change, you have to go to the mikvah. So that source, that makar, hide the Rebbe, mafka mi Reb Meir, doesn't agree with Reb Meir, and mafka mi Rabbanon. It doesn't agree with the Rabbanon. What's that? That's yesterday. Yesterday we said that Reb Meir held, whenever you're changing, let's say you're changing from gold to white. So you take off the gold, you're now undressed, you then wash, you then get dressed and then wash. According to the Rabbanon, you're wearing the gold, you wash, you get undressed, I forgot to add that you go to the mikvah, then you get dressed and then you wash, and then you wash again. They both agree that the second washing is when you're already dressed. The question was, when's the first washing? Are you dressed or are you undressed? That was the machlokas yesterday between Reb Meir and Reb and the Rabbanon. So Reb Chista says, Rebbe, by the way, doesn't agree with either of them. He doesn't agree with either of them. Because since it says, V'rachatz, I'm sorry. Since it says, what are the four words? One second. Right, what's the first word? Ufashat, v'rachatz, v'rachatz, v'lavash. He holds that you do the two rachats before you even get dressed. So you get undressed, you go, you wash, you go to the mikvah, you wash, and then you get dressed. So he's not holding like anybody. He has a third shita now. How to do it? Third shita. That's what Rav Chisda says. A third one. Why? Mafkamir Rabbanon. How come he doesn't agree with the Rabbanon? The Ilu Rabbanon Amri Kishu Lovesh. The Rabbanon say when he's dressed, Mekadesh. That's when he washes the second washing, after he's already dressed. And the Ihu Amar Kishu Poshet Mekadesh. And Rav Chisda understands Rebbe that no, the washings are done when he's undressed both times. The Mafkamir Rav Meir, and he also disagrees with Rav Meir. Why? The Ilu Rav Meir. Rav Meir held Amar Hach Kiddush Basra. At least the second one was Kishu Lovesh when he was dressed, Mekadesh, then he washed his hands. V'yu Amar, but apparently Rebbe holds Kishu Poshet Mekadesh. Both washes his own when he's undressed. So it's a third sheet now. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, Hakol Modim B'Kidush Sheni. No, even Rebbe will agree by the second washing that was Shalovesh, V'achakach Mekadesh. The first you get dressed, and then you wash. Everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees to that. My time of why? The Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, O Begishtam El HaMizbeach, when you will come close to the Mizbeach. Pasuk over there, but come close to the Mizbeach. So he makes a drasha, Mi She'enu Mechusar El Agisha. The only thing you're lacking is coming close. All you got to do is go there. Yatzazu, but excluded from that, is She'mechusar Levisha Vigisha. You're also lacking getting dressed. You're also lacking getting dressed when you're going to do this washing. So that can't be. It must be that you have to be dressed when you do the second washing. And all you have to do is walk over to the Beis HaMikdash, or walk over to the Mizbeach. It can't be you're also lacking another step, which is getting dressed. That can't be. Therefore, it must be the Rav Chisda is wrong. It can't be.
So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha Berei Derava Rav Ashi, Lo Rav Chisda Islei Derav Acha.
Rav Chisda doesn't agree to that, Rav Acha.
The law of Acha is led to Rav Chisda.
And by the way, Rav Acha doesn't agree with Rav Chisda.
Why? The Kane, the Rebbe, have a Chamesha Kiddushin.
Because if they agreed with each other, and Rav Chisda maintains his vart that you have to do both washings in a state of undress, and then you're also going to agree with Rav Acha that you have to wash again when you're already dressed, that'd be an extra five. That'd be 15. We don't have 15. So then there's a Machlokas. There's a Machlokas, what Rebbe holds. And they have machlokas about that pasuk of Obegishtam. Maybe Rav Chisda will hold, no, it doesn't necessarily mean that. And therefore both washings are in a state of undress. Okay, that ends this very technical, very complicated Gemara about the washing, the mikvahs, and the washing of the hands, and the order of the Kohen Gadol. We'll just do a few
more lines. Heviulo is a tamid karzo.
They would bring in the carbon tamid. They would bring the Kohen Gadol, the carbon tamid, and the Kohen Gadol would just make a small incision, and then we said we would let another Kohen finish off the job, because the Kohen Gadol also had to do the Kabbalah of the dam. It's very difficult to shecht and do the Kabbalah with one person. So he would just start it, another Kohen would finish it, and while the other Kohen was finishing it, he would receive the dam. So, my kartzo, what does the word kartzo mean?
So, Amar Ula, Lishna de Katlahu, it's a lashon of killing.
How do you know?
Amr of Nachar by Yitzchak, my Krah, is there a pasuk that supports that? Yes, in Yirmiyah it says, Egli Yafiyah Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim is compared to a very beautiful Yafet, a very beautiful Egel, a very beautiful calf.
Karatz Mitzafon Baba.
But the Karatz is coming from the north. The Karatz is coming from the north, which we say is the enemy, the killers.
My Mashma, how do you know? Can the Mitargim Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef explained in the Targum, Malka Yoi have Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim is a very fair, very beautiful kingdom.
But I'm in Katlin,
but the nation of killers,
Mitzofinya Yasin Alu.
They're coming from the north. So you see from here that the word Kartin means kill. So the Kohen Gadol would kill the animal, but he would kill it very, very softly. He wouldn't make a deep incision, the blood wouldn't pour out yet.
another Kohen would come, pour out the blood, and the Kohen Gadol would be able to catch it. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue on. Tomorrow we get into famous Gemara tomorrow. Tomorrow's the Gemara of Abaya. You say it, I'm sure everyone says it in Kabbalah every day, about Abaya doing the order of the Maracha. That's tomorrow's daf.